Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Jyothy Labs Limited Q2 FY23 earnings call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Manoj Menon from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hi, everyone. Representing ISEC, it's our absolute pleasure to welcome you to Jyothy Labs' 2Q FY23 results conference call. The company is represented today by Ms. M.R. Jyothy, Managing Director, and Mr. Sanjay Agarwal, CFO. Over to the management for the opening remarks, and we'll open the floor for Q&A post that. Thank you.
Thank you, Manoj, and good afternoon, everyone. We welcome you to the conference call of Jyothy Labs. We'll be discussing the performance of the company for the quarter gone by, September 2022, with all of you, and we'll follow up with the Q&A. Overall, consistent performance with a revenue growth of 12.6% and EBITDA grew by 20.8%. I mean, we have done well in spite of the inflation impacting general consumption. We continue to have the healthy double-digit growth of 12.6% for the quarter with a volume growth of 1.4%. This is on a good base of 16% growth in the same period last year. Also, if you look at it on a two-year and a three-year CAGR basis, we have been growing at a double-digit revenue growth. This has been consistent 7-8 quarters of double-digit for us. Even we analyze the business, or I would put it the other way, if we analyze the business ex HI, and we speak about the HI business, our value growth is at 17.8% and a volume growth of 5%. We have been able to strengthen our core business with focus on distribution and brand investments. There you all are aware about high inflationary pressures which are there on the household budgets. With regards to the specific commentary on channel performances, we have witnessed stable growth across all channels now, and we have been focusing on our distribution platform and also focusing on sales of our existing product portfolio in newer geographies. That resulted us in strengthening our market share across all our brand categories. Regarding our different business categories, the demand for detergents, dishwash, and personal care category has been stable. However, due to lesser rains in our core markets of North and East of India, this has impacted our HI business. There's been a sequential improvement in margins. Some of the raw material prices have softened, but a large number of them staying high and continuing to keep pressure on the margins. We'll have to see how going forward the raw material prices behave. Both urban and rural continue to do well. The rural demand has been impacted due to inflation as rural are more cautious than urban consumers at the time of inflation. For us, we see a good potential or a strong potential for us in the rural market due to focus on our rural franchise. Moving on to the key categories performance. Fabric care is doing well. We are at 33.7% quarter. We've taken extensive drives and on our detergent category and focused on mid-price detergent brand, Mr. White, More Light. They have, I mean, accelerated our growth on a pan-India basis. In Ujala Fabric Whitener, as we updated last time, we have launched a new media starring superstar Miss Taapsee Pannu. Digital campaigns have also been rolled out across all the key social media platforms, which is accelerating our brand awareness. Also in the main wash category, all our detergent brands, even the premium end, Henko, Henko Matic and Liquid, as well as the Ujala Liquid, Ujala IDD Liquid, the refill pouches, they all have received very good consumer attention. In dishwash category, both Exo and Pril continue to do well, and we have been gaining market share there. We have undertaken some focus drives in EXO to connect with the young children and consumers on the theme of how much indispensable EXO is in their lives. We continue to invest in both the brands with involvement of in few high impact properties, which have accelerated or helped us to accelerate the sales on a pan-India basis. In HI category, the category degrew by 8%. Our strong markets for Maxo being north and east of India, they received lesser rains. Hence, the impact more for us this quarter, resulting in a negative growth. Overall, we remain positive on this category and we'll continue to focus on the liquid format of the business. Finally, our personal care segment, which is Margo franchise, it has again delivered a double-digit growth. Neem-based Margo portfolio of our soap continue to be a consumer preference for its authentic. This category has seen frequent price increases due to higher input prices. However, as we see the recently the soap noodle prices seem to have softened, so we expect the file to improve from here on. In summary, we continue to focus on our volume-led growth and continue to win market scale in our operation. We see great potential for all our products, and we'll be focusing on distribution, continue to increase our investment behind the brands, and thereby, you know, getting across to a larger consumers, gaining market share, and strengthening a position in those states where we have potential to gain further market share. We believe volumes will gradually grow from here, and sequentially we should see improvement in margins, and we'll continue to focus only to deliver double-digit growth. With this, I finish my opening remarks, and we're happy to answer any questions or clarifications you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one at this time. First question is from the line of Manoj Menon from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead. Manoj, sir, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead. Hello?
Can you?
Yeah, your voice is breaking.
Is it okay? Not okay.
Now this is better.
Okay, so before I ask my question, just want to tell you, which I think the audience should know, is that Percy Panthaki from IFL just messaged me that he's unable to press star one. And I'm also finding parallelly that the question queue, there's no one there. Could you just check in the back end and try to resolve it? It is very unusual for not having a question queue at this point in time in a Jyoti Labs call.
Let me check, sir.
Yeah, please do that. Jyoti and Sanjay, brilliant performance, given the market context in terms of demand, etc. Super congrats to you and team, for that upfront. Now, couple of questions actually. One on detergents specifically. Just wanted your, top level thoughts. Let's say for a 30% plus revenue growth performance, the volumes seems to be holding up for you and also for Unilever, as per the comments from both the companies. What I'm trying to understand the consumer behavior here, for these sort of price increases, are we to understand that there is no adverse effects of price elasticity whatsoever? Is that the way to think that consumers are not moderating usage at all? Or is it a case that there is significant consolidation which is happening for a few players, which is what we get to see?
Yeah. Hi, Manoj. In our portfolio, it's the mid-price segment. And so you see that the lower unit packs of 10 rupees and segment are doing well, well for us. And also for us, the reach of these brands has been better compared to the last few years. So for us, distribution gain and also the acceptable of, you know, maybe some bit of downgrading of premium products also would have happened, is our guess. It's the 10 rupee packs and in the big stores, in the modern trade store, the bigger packs. And somehow the consumer has found a way, to play around the price equation there, price volume equation. So that's on detergent.
Okay, sure. If I understood, thank you. No, if I understood correctly, there is still some volume moderation, but it is not visible, because we are only talking about the top few players.
Yeah.
Okay. And does this largely hold good for let's say any other home care categories like a dishwash in which you are presenting? Because maybe not of the same quantum of price increases in depth, but that also would have seen input push.
Yeah, so for us in dishwash, the input prices relatively compared to fabric care has not happened. Though the input materials have gone up, we have not taken price increases to that level like that in fabric care. And for us, the low unit packs continue to do well. That's how we've been able to, sustain the volume growth and both in urban and rural.
Okay, sure. Thank you. And the second question is on Maxo. Two sub questions there. Sanjay, I'm sorry if I missed that comment earlier about the performance of liquid vaporizer, Trilliant, etc. in the overall Maxo. And second question on Maxo is if you could talk a bit about the geographical expansion attempts, efforts, execution which you are actually doing in Maxo outside of the strong market of East for that brand.
So for us right now coils are 60% and LVs are 40%, this time both the categories, the seasons play havoc, both these categories do get affected. And we are most skewed in the north and the east compared to the rest of the geographies. Larger sales come from geographies, and this time, if you would have read a few reports on rain and things, they have received rainfall. And the whole thing on mosquitoes is if you have too much of rainfall, the mosquito larvae gets washed away. And if there is lesser rainfall, then it doesn't help in the breeding of mosquitoes. So if you see right from Jan-Feb onwards, the season has not played really well this year. But we are still hopeful going ahead, the season should come back. Once in so many years, it may happen. And we are seeing this after really, really long time, this kind of playoff season really affecting. The brand is on a good traction among consumers. We had reached a good level, and we have plans to grow the liquid category. I guess it's a temporary phenomenon, and it should sooner come back.
And the HI category segmental performance is still close to zero. Is it just not appropriate quarter to do any sort of meaningful analysis given the revenue? Sanjay, is it a significant operating leverage angle, or rather deleverage angle sitting there, or how do we think about the trajectory of profitability in Maxo or HI rather?
Yeah, so Manoj, profitability is one key area which we have been focusing on inside, and that was going to get driven through the LV side of the business. But this quarter, as we've seen, the sales have not picked up, or they've been quite negative. So going forward, we hope, as Jyoti just mentioned, that the season should go fine, and then we should be on the path to profitability soon.
Sanjay, one last thing on Maxo. I'm sorry for pushing the envelope a bit. With let's say 1/3, 40% of your business is from LV, how is it possible to actually have? Are we saying that you're selling below marginal cost? On the rest of the portfolio, which is largely coils.
Yeah. So, Manoj, I think for a long period of time, you have mentioned that if we exclude the spend, then yes, the category remains positive for us. But since we wanted to focus on the LV side of the business, so there have been over-investment to that extent. And therefore, when you look at the EBIT margin which for the category, you tend to see a negative number there. So I think at a point of time when, and you know, we have seen those investments have been very result for us. So it will take some time for us to get stabilized at a decent LV number, and then the whole profitability will kick in.
Sure. Sure, sir. Thank you. I'll step back in the queue. Thank you so much and all the very best.
Thanks.
Thank you. Any participants who wish to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and one. Next question is from the line of Percy Panthaki from IIFL. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. My first question is on the fabric care business, especially the detergents. I'm assuming that the detergents portfolio within fabric care has actually grown at a higher rate than the overall fabric care business. And if my assumption is correct, I just wanted to understand what has led to this sudden spurt in growth. I mean, it was not so high in the last few quarters. So is there some sort of adjustment in the pipeline that we need to do to understand what is the underlying sustainable growth in this for the next couple of quarters?
Yeah, so hi Percy. The thing is, it's not just detergent. For us, our Ujala Supreme also has grown in double digits. We also have a Crisp and Shine, which had got beaten badly during the COVID times. That has done well. So it's not just detergents, it's the post-wash also which has contributed to the overall fabric care. And detergents, yes, have done well. The lower unit packs have done well. The larger packs in big stores have done well. So it is across the geography, across brands, we've been doing really well and have been maintaining the market share more or less.
And is there any difference in the primary versus secondary this quarter in fabric wash?
There's nothing. Secondary, primary are same.
So in that case, what I just wanted to understand is that this kind of growth that we have shown, if there is no one-off or anything, is that something, that same percentage growth YOY, is it sustainable over the next couple of quarters at least? And if not, what is the reason for the same?
See, we will definitely see a double-digit growth and we are happy that our Supreme sales also have bounced back and it has been consistently doing a double-digit growth as well. So right now I can only say that we continue to wish that all our efforts are behind the brands. We have been investing behind the brands and our effort is definitely to do better. I'm not sure of the kind of percentage that I can put this thing, but definitely a double-digit growth is what we are looking at.
Understood. Secondly, on the personal care portfolio, on a YOY basis, I'm sure there's a significant amount of price increases sitting in that. Despite that, the sales growth is only some 10-11%, which means that volumes might be negative. So, and despite being such a small player, I mean, we have so many drivers of growth, levers of growth. Wouldn't you say that the growth here should have been much higher?
See, yes, like you said, there have been several price increases which have happened. While I'm, you know, while that has happened, our volumes have not dipped. I would say it is somewhere around 1% sort of a thing. So it's not negative, it's slightly better than flat, but because of consistent price increases, obviously the consumers, I think overall in general, it has definitely taken some impact. But going forward, if things are better, we would pass advantage to the consumers and we'll see, definitely see volume improvement there.
So Jyoti, my impression was that in the soaps category, the YOY pricing is in double digits. So is my impression wrong, or is it that in Margo you have sort of consciously taken lesser price increases than the industry?
No, we have taken price increases. I literally forgot how many rounds of price increases have happened. That definitely. So, if you are the consumer, you go to a shop, you would see Margo at many different price points. That definitely has created some sort of issues also in the sense from a consumer point. If you Margo available at some 2-3 price, different price points, which has actually moved, definitely that has impacted the volumes. But going forward, we don't see any more price increases happen. Rather, we would pass on any advantage that comes out of softening of the raw material. So yet to happen, but we'll see that that will be passed on.
Okay. And last question for me, for next fiscal, what kind of EBITDA margins would you be targeting as a company overall?
So, Percy, as this quarter is, we've done some sequential improvement in the margins. Very tough to put a number for now, given, the SKU mixes we have and the raw material prices, the way they are behaving. So, for now, we can only comment that yes, sequentially they should be improving, and we would love to go back to our earlier margin profile of 15% or odd, but we'll have to wait for that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Kaustubh Pawaskar from Sharekhan by BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Thanks for giving me the opportunity. My question is again on the detergent front. I just want to understand, is it because of the downtrading our mid-premium and low-price products gained this quarter, and that's why the growth in detergent segment was much better in this quarter, and that might be not the case once this inflationary scenario toned down and growth will normalize over the next maybe 2-3 quarters?
For us, this has not just been, it could not be completely the downgradation that you are talking about. We have also increased our distribution. We have reached many more retail outlets. And it's also the lower SKUs, the lower unit packs that has done well. And it is different for different brands across geographies. So it will be too early to conclude whether it is only down has happened. But we would, going forward, try hard to maintain the double-digit growth detergents business.
And what is the lower unit price contribution to for our detergents segment or fabric care, and what will be it for the entire overall product portfolio for us?
Yeah, it's around 35%
for detergent. Yes. Or for the entire
for detergents.
Okay. And my second question again is on the margin. So as this first half, we have seen margins to be at around 11-12%. We have heard from most of the companies they are expecting margins to improve sequentially from quarter three, and by Q4 they are expecting their margins to come back to their historical level. So for us, are we looking at the same trend, or it will take some time for us to recover back to around that 15-16% kind of margins?
So, Kaustu, we would also expect similar trajectory to happen for us as well, where in the Q4 onwards, sequentially, the margin should improve. But we were expecting it sort of raw material prices to improve or, soften, but they haven't been in the last few months. So they've fallen off from the peak, but they still remain quite. And so we are also the same school of thought. but let some early signs confirm that.
Okay, and one last on the distribution. Currently, what is our distribution reach, and you know, by maybe end of 23 and 24, where are we targeting our distribution to be?
See, currently we reach 1 million outlets directly, and overall around 3 million both direct put together. We have our internal targets. Obviously, would want to increase the distribution much more.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any participants who wish to ask a question at this time, then please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Amit Purohit from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congrats for the good numbers. So just want to check on the liquidity condition in the market, especially when I look at both trade receivables for us has been higher. Even if I look at from, say, pre-COVID or during COVID also, from there also it has gone up. Are there any challenges the distributors are facing? Or?
So, Amit, good question. See, this for us has been slightly higher, one, because of the institutional business. Nothing alarming, but marginally they have been on the higher side. On the side of the, you know, what you mentioned about the distributors, see, when they are also facing these inflationary pressures and for the working capital they have to deploy, you know, if the goods finally what they are selling is more by 10% or 20%, then it also blocks an equal amount of working capital at their end. So we haven't seen any pressure from distributors, but yeah, the overall business cycle in which they all operate, where the volumes are not growing much, definitely impacts them. But nothing on the receivables for us. The entire general trade business is on cash and carry.
Sure. And on the inventory side, this is largely because of the high cost of inventory, right?
High cost of inventory, higher level of scale of operation from last year, to some extent on the HI, you know, the inventory which is, you know, coils and all, obviously one has to make. But if it doesn't pick up, then obviously it goes in the next season. So a combination of these factors has been on the for the inventory rise.
And lastly, how has been the demand now in HI? Because we understand that there was a delayed monsoon, so hence October would probably a good month. Is that what you also experienced? If you could.
So as of now, it's looking fine, but too early to say that.
So, I mean, fine in the sense, are you able to regain the loss thing, or it is just...
No, that's a huge loss that has happened. See, mosquito, as in, we have two big seasons, that is usually the Jas quarter and the Feb-March, the JFM quarter. These are the two big quarters. So if you miss these quarters in terms of season, then obviously it's difficult to catch up on that. But having said that, we are still hopeful that, maybe this year is an aberration and the season will come back next year.
Okay, sure. Thanks a lot. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manoj Menon. Please go ahead.
Hi team, quickly three different questions over here. One, there is a comment in your presentation about the demand conditions being positive, which was very pleasing to see, and you appear to be an outlier in terms of saying that the demand conditions are great. So when I look at your performance of 5% volume growth, which is definitely industry leading, is it just a case of you actually executing better, or you do think actually that the conditions are positive and you have tailwinds, etc.? And if yes, please elaborate. That will be helpful.
It's basically, you know, when you look at our business, the efforts which have been built, put in, which is brand investments, the distribution drive, the expanded distribution, and being able to have a very balanced portfolio across subcategories and price points. So I think when we look put all these things together, is we see the business doing okay for us or well for us. There are challenges, no two doubts about it. But as we move along, the festive demand has been okay. We are seeing some good pickup, partly offsetting the inflationary headwinds. So we are seeing all this thing in this macro perspective, and we hope that for our business, for the portfolio we have, we should be able to deliver our target of double digit growth.
Okay, understood. Sanjeev, one follow up on okay, maybe not, actually I'll ask you separately on working capital. So there's some increase in working capital. If you could just help us understand, is it raw material, finished goods, what exactly is the, or is it just a seasonality?
No, so I think there's a question before with Amit. The working capital days marginally increased because of slightly higher inventories. Receivables is more on the institutional business, and inventory is on the higher scale, and higher cost of whatever raw materials and FG, and to some extent marginally on the HI inventory as well. But these all will, be fine. We don't expect it to be at these levels. For the last long period of time, we have been managing it between 20 to 22 days. So hopefully we'll be in that range soon.
Sure. And third, for some qualitative and possibly quantitative performance commentary about Henko, with some detailing, if at all possible, would be helpful. Trying to understand, what I'm trying to understand is, let's say if I look at the Unilever commentary, it is very clear that it is premium detergents within that surf, within that the LUP. So there is a level of YV analysis which tells us that, what is the driver for growth. So fair to say that premium, at least as per Unilever, appears to be outperforming the other segments of growth. Your drivers of growth is mid-segment, and you do have a key brand proposition in Henko. There are attempts made in the past, significant attempts rather, with investments, etc., to rejuvenate Henko. Now, as a consumer, when I observe, at least it's a perception, maybe an anecdotal perception, that it is all surf and not much of Ariel or limited Henko to be seen. So just some color on where we are in the journey with Henko, qualitatively and quantitatively, will be super helpful.
So, Henko has been doing good, and it's on the premium side of it, and we launched the Manton, which has done well. It's a pan-India brand. Seeing the demand trends or the consumer preference for liquid, the liquid was launched. So, as of now, in our overall portfolio, this is at the premium end of the business, obviously for more metros and modern trade type of channel, and it's doing well. We have a brand ambassador, Kajal Agarwal, there, and things have been doing well for us. So I think we'll restrict it, our comments to that.
Okay, sir. Now, one last thing, and I'll get back in the queue again. When I look at the ad spends, 86 crores versus 83 crores last year, should I think of ad spends the way you are looking at it in terms of absolute, or because of the revenue growth being so strong, price-led, there is significant operator, let's say 100 odd bits reduction. So should I look at it as a percentage of revenue? How are you looking at it, or is it more like an absolute modeling which you're doing?
Yeah, Manoj, it has to be looked at absolute, and when we draw up our yearly AOPs, obviously one looks at it as a percentage basis also, but as of now, I think we have been in the environment in which we are living, I think we are doing a fair degree of brand investments.
Sure. And one quick follow-up on this is, is it suffice to say that in all the categories, your SOV, SOM is favorable?
Yeah, more or less.
Okay,
it depends
sure.
on each geography, regional and Hindi speaking, it would differ. But more or less, we are there.
Okay, sure. Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Patanjali from Mirabilis Investment Trust. Please go ahead.
Hi, Sanjay. Congrats on the results. I just wanted to know what is our volume and value growth for the detergent business or the fabric care business as a whole?
Volume growth is around 20-odd%, and the balance will be the pricing growth.
Okay. Is that right? 20-odd%, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. Any plan for NPD for the current year? Because I think last year we didn't do much NPD. Anything in the pipeline?
Yeah, there are something in the pipeline, but it's a part of the next year.
Okay, ma'am. Nothing for the current year, is that right?
Current year, in the beginning of the year, we had launched Henko liquid detergent. And we'll be launching and then doing our investments on that, reach a certain scale and then launch the next. So that's our principle. So we have launched Ujala IDD liquid detergent and Henko liquid detergent just about 6 months back.
Okay. And I think based on our inventory levels, it will take us about 2 months for us to roughly get on any cost benefits that come from softening commodity prices. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, please press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Shreyansh Jain from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. Just wanted to understand, ma'am, when we talk about LUPs, so our understanding was LUPs gross margins are significantly lower than your normal larger packs. But still, if you look at this quarter, in spite of selling almost LUPs in most of our product categories, we've been able to hold the gross margin. So is the understanding correct here?
Sir, at the company level, when we have LUPs, manufacturing is our in-house, so it does not impact us that much. But we see LUPs more as our investment and our way to get into new consumers. So we see as a good, if we are able to increase our LUP share, it gives good result in the long term. And margin level, it does not impact that much at the category level.
Okay. All right. And the second question is, would we be largely done with the high-cost RM, or do you think Q3 would be the last quarter where we'd be able to use that and post that we'll see some relief in your margins or improvement in your margins?
Yes, I mean, as the earlier question was, any inventory what we have, it takes at least a quarter actually for it to get and the new pricing comes in. But even if we look at this point of time also, prices of soda ash, some of the raw materials are still at a very elevated levels. So too early to call it that they have come off from the peak, but they're still at high levels for some of the raw materials. Some of them have come off. Your palm oil prices have come off, but rest are still at the same levels.
Okay. But just to get a sense in the margins, do you think we've reached the trough in some sense? I'm not asking for any guidance, but just to get a rough idea of where we are and there's only one way up from here on?
Yeah, we definitely hope that it's one way up, but life is generally not that way. So we hope things will improve from here on, and that's what we are expecting. This quarter, sequentially, margins have gone up, and we hope things will fall in the same trajectory or the up trajectory only.
Okay. And just my last question. So just broadly, fundamentally, just wanted to understand. We're seeing growth of about 20-odd% in volumes in fabric care, whereas soap, you just said, 1% volume. So what is the psyche of a customer? Is he not willing to buy soaps would rather spend on fabric care, or do you think it's more about competition in the soaps category, where you know Margot faces a lot of challenges from other brands and it becomes difficult to sell those products in that category? So just try to understand, is it that the competition is impacting us, or is it that the customer has not been actually able to purchase soaps at the cost of fabric care?
Hello. So the thing is, the number of brands in a personal care, that is the soaps category, is way too many. And we have a single brand there, Margot. While in care for us in detergents, we have multiple brands, and we have we have pockets of strength. When you map India, we have different brands doing well in different pockets of the country. So it's a summation of that that's working for us.
Okay, all right, that helps. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Harit Kapoor from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Bhakti Thakur. Am I audible?
Yes, you're audible.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for giving me the opportunity. Dishwash, we have seen some lower growth versus the past few quarter trends that we have seen. Is the volume growth positive here, and any specific reason for this lower growth versus historical level?
For us, generally the gas quarter is the biggest quarter, and last year we had a heavy base on it. While we talk about our dishwash, we have gained market shares as well. So it's a temporary this thing. Both the brands are doing really well.
Okay, great. My second question was on tax rate. So what would be our tax rate for this year and the next year?
So we can assume around 16 to 17% on an annualized basis.
Okay, and a bookkeeping question. So for us, how big would be Ujala Supreme contribution to our detergent segment?
Which one, ma'am?
Ujala Supreme. What would be our contribution?
Brand-wise numbers, ma'am. So you know, we'll leave it at that.
I'm not asking for the growth for this quarter. I'm just asking the sales contribution from this brand to our overall sales or even detergent sales.
So overall, as a company-wide basis, Ujala Supreme will be around 10-odd%.
Got it. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, please press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, that would be our last question for today. I now hand the conference back to the management for their closing remarks. Thank you, and over to you.
So, thank you very much. If there are any questions, please reach out to us or to ISEC team, and we'll be more than happy to answer any questions you guys have. And thank you once again. Goodbye, and see you next time.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.